Down the outside is Melody Bell, getting past Conte Patero. Yulong Prince went up the fence. Melody Bell wide out with Brandon Berg. And here comes Natoya. Natoya down the outside. Swoops to the front in the Doncaster from Brandon Berg. Star of the Seas getting through. Natoya cleans them up in the Doncaster.
This is RSN 927's Race Day with Michael Felgate, Matt Stewart and Dan Malicki.
Ah, what a win it was last year by Natoya, Wendy Roche. They're looking to do it again. Michael Poy is in the saddle today on Natoya. That was one of the fairy tale wins in the Doncaster. And it would be a fairy tale for jockey Robbie Dolan if he was able to win at the Doncaster today. And he'll be carrying a lot of punters' money because Mwoonga, who looks a rising star coming off the Rose Hill Guineas, has been thrown in with 49.5 kilos, trained by Annabelle Neesham. And Robbie is the lightweight in the saddle. He joins us on this Doncaster morning. Good morning, Robbie. You well?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, Robbie, 49.5 kilos. Did you have to waste much to make that weight?
No, I didn't have to waste at all. I'm a natural lightweight. I walk around probably 49 kilos. So no, it's been a hassle free to get down to the weight.
That's brilliant. Actually, you've reminded me. We spoke to Annabelle Neesham at the sales on Tuesday, and she said you would probably have McDonald's for dinner on the Friday night beforehand.
I could have. Yeah, it's definitely a massive bonus to be this light during the carnival time, and. Hopefully we can prove ourselves today that we can be very useful as a lightweight jockey in the future.
Do you feel like you've got an automatic advantage when you look at all the sunken eyes in the jockey's room of all the ones that have had to waste and waste and waste to get down to half these weights, basically, in the Doncaster, and you're munching on cheeseburgers? Do you feel that you've almost got an advantage over some of your rivals who have to do it so hard to make the weight?
It's never ideal to having to push your body to those limits, and for me to just walk in and, you know, I can have a bottle of water and something to eat, a sandwich or whatnot, and you know, continue my rides without having to waste I don't know if it's a massive advantage, but it's definitely good for your mental health for sure.
Robbie, tell us about the transition from apprentice, two-time champion apprentice, and then to go to the outright senior ranks. How difficult was it? A strain? Was there concerns that you mightn't make it with that, you know, period, that transitional period?
Yeah, the transitional period is very hard. I wrote out my claim, and it was about three or four months left of the season last season. I sort of just decided to, you know, come my time early and then. You know, have a crack at the senior ranks, and I've been working hard trying to spread myself around different stables and riding out most mornings, and thankfully I've had plenty of success this year, you know, not so in the number of winners that I've ridden in previous years, but sort of I've had more group winners and stuff this year and stakes winners than I've had in other years, so it's been good so far, but I can always take that next step.
Well, I think you've won about five cups around New South Wales this season as well. You've had 21 Group 1 rides, a couple of placings. How excited are you today about Mwoonga and him being the best chance for you to ride a Group 1 winner in one of the major Group 1s?
Yeah, very excited. I called Annabelle Neesham about a month ago. I'd be friendly with Annabelle, and this was before he even ran in the Guineas, and I said to her, like, you know, if he gets into the Doncaster at 49, keep me in mind, I'd love to ride him. And thankfully, you know, she's a great trainer and everything's went to plan so far. Arguably, well, he probably should have won the first Guineas, and then he was very good in the next Guineas. And to drop him back to the mile, it's definitely, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that saying he should have went to different races and whatnot. But look, Anna is a very good trainer. She knows what she's doing. And believe me, they'll know we're in the race today.
A lot of trainers, when they have a lightweight runner, their instinct is to try and be forward, to not waste the weight, so to speak. But you've drawn barrier 21. What sort of thoughts are going through your mind about how best to use your lightweight, but to also be mindful that you've got a rotten barrier?
Yeah, the barrier wasn't ideal when it came out, but look, he's a horse who's always been ridden in the second half of the field every start, and he's got a real explosive turn of foot late in a race. And to be honest, I'm probably happier to be drawn wide than drawn one, for the simple fact that I don't want to be stuck in behind runners, 19 runners from my outside trying to get out at some stage of the race. At least I can just be wide with cover and you know, take my time and ride him for that real good turn of foot that we know he has.
Robbie, you've been in Australia now for about 4 or 5 years, and you actually come from a family that's steeped in a fair bit of racing history back home in Ireland.
Yeah, definitely come from a racing background. Grandfather was a multiple Group 1 winning jockey, and my father, you know, he rode plenty of winners as well. My brother's a trainer in America, and yeah, it's definitely in the blood.
And when you first got into racing, you came through the Irish Racing Academy, and there's been a lot of talk about whether we should bring in such a type for not just riders, but stable hands, track riders as well. What are your thoughts as someone who's been through a similar academy over there in Ireland?
Yeah, for me, I think it would be vital to the future of Australian racing to open up a racing school like that. I went into that school with no experience with horses, barely knew even how to put on a head collar. And within 9 months, I was riding track work and stuff like that. And one thing that I've tried to make clear to, you know, the boys in the Jockey Association and whatnot, is that I had about 32 or 33 people in my course in race. And I'd say probably 5 or 6 ended up being jockeys, but 90% or more still work in the racing industry as track work riders, foremen, you know. So it's not only for jockeys to come out of it, you know, it's for the long run of you know, track riders and, like I said, foremen, and just teaches you the basics of racing and gets you, you know, on your bike and ready to go.
And one that also exists at Newmarket that Mick Kent Jr. was telling you about, Michael, the other day as well. Is it just a body clock thing where you will be just setting the alarm to stay up and watch the Grand National from Aintree tonight?
I was gonna see, can I get a few people to come on watch it, but nobody wants to stay up and watch it, so I think I might give it a miss this year and watch the replay in the morning.
You might still be celebrating, Robbie, after Moonga wins a Doncaster.
That's right. If Moonga wins a Doncaster, we could be watching it from anywhere.
Hey, is it true you took Tommy Marquand to the AFL on Thursday night up there?
He actually took me, because I'd never been either. He bought the tickets. It was a great night out. I never really watched a match, to be honest. And yeah, we were sort of asking fans around us what way the rules work. And yeah, but by the end of it, we knew what was going on. It was great.
I was going to say, does it make any sense at all to a newcomer?
It's not far off Gaelic football, is it?
It's kind of like Gaelic in a sense, but it was pretty easy to pick up. I reckon we picked it up before half time, and yeah, it was an exciting match. Definitely be going back again.
It is good to hear. Outside of Moonga, you got a few nice rides today, Robbie. Who's the best on the undercard, so to speak?
I really like the chances of John O'Shea's horse, Rondinella. She's knocking on the door, and if she can just reproduce some of her old Group 1 staying form when she first came over, I don't see why she can't be in the finish.
Hey, just on the race that you're not involved in but everyone's talking about, who do you reckon will win the TJ, Eduardo, Nature Strip, or is there a blowout?
I'm going to go with Eduardo, but I'd love to see 11-11 rocketing home late.
All right, for Greg Hickman and co.
Robbie, best of luck today, mate. It could be a day that you will never forget if Moonga can notch your first Group 1 in the Doncaster.
Yeah, thanks a lot, lads.